Diller Odell, Coach's Corner, a service of the State Bank of Odell and the Vance Curtis Funeral Homes.
Trust the Vance Curtis Funeral Home in Odell during your family's time of grief. Their unmatched experience will serve you well when you have other matters in mind. Vance Curtis offers more than the expected services and will assist and comfort you and your family in trying times. Vance Curtis Funeral Home, serving Southeast Nebraska in Odell.
The State Bank of Odell, proud supporters of Diller Odell activities, wishes all teams, clubs, and groups good luck this year. For all your banking needs, including internet and mobile banking, stop in or give them a call, 402-766-3720, or online at statebankofodell.com. That's the State Bank of Odell, member FDIC. Welcome to the Coach's Corner here on KNDY. We're now joined by Diller Odell head football coach Chris Sluter. Coach, after dropping your season opener to a good BDS team, you've now won two in a row. Friday, you went on the road and defeated Lawrence Nelson 24-6. What were some of the keys to victory in that ball game?
The biggest key is that we came out and played physical from the first snap. Man, the kids continue to do that. The more and more that they played a physical style of football, the more and more confidence that they gained, the cleaner we played on offense and defense, and that confidence to build. They were just flying around, just hitting people. It was a fun game to be a part of.
As the season moves ahead, what are some of the things you'd like to see continue to improve?
We have a lot of stuff to clean up yet. We still have some untimely fumbles, some missed coverages and blown assignments on the defensive side of the ball, as well as some missed tackles and things like that on our special teams. There's a lot of things yet to clean up. I think easy things that we can do, but the one thing that we got to continue to do is just continue to playing a physical brand of football, because I think if you can play a physical brand of football and you can clean up those things that I just mentioned, I think you're going to win quite a few football games.
This week, you host Omaha Christian Academy, a team who is struggling so far this season, 0-3, and have been outscored 187-19. I believe it's a team you've never played before. What do you know about them, and what do you expect to see, and what will your boys need to do to pick up your third win of the year?
They have actually been on our schedule for the last few years. It's always a game that we're not sure that we're going to get to play because they have lower numbers. But the biggest thing for us, we have to take it seriously. We have to come out and have a great week of practice because, yes, it doesn't look good on paper with them being outscored, but that doesn't mean that they can't come out and give us a good football game if we don't come out focused and ready to play a physical football game. If we can take care of business and we can come out and play that physical brand of football I keep mentioning, I see it as a great opportunity for us to get our third win of the season and, you know, get in some of our younger guys. I like to do that. Our younger guys can kind of get that feel of what it's like to be playing at a varsity level.
We're speaking with Chris Sluter, head football coach for the Diller Odell Griffins. Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
That's Diller Odell head football coach Chris Sluter here on KNDY.
Diller Odell, Coach's Corner, a service of the State Bank of Odell and the Vance Curtis Funeral Homes. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller Odell and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.